10 minutes, get a rest. I want to give you a summary about all the praise that we have the blessing to offer every day, especially in the month of Kiyah. Those who came early, we started with the midnight prayer and then started with the midnight praise. And the first hymn in the midnight praise was, Arise, the children of the light, because we are the children of the true light, our Lord Jesus Christ. And as a children of God, we must be the children of the true light. Then we also are considered light. You are the light of the world. This is what the Lord told us in Matthew 5. Here also, after that, we started to have many prophets from the Psalms of David about everything in the creation, starting of our Lord, then the angels, then the apostle, the Saint Mary, first the Lord, and then Saint Mary, and then the angels, and then the apostles, and then the martyrs, and then the saints and the righteous people, and asking at the end to be as one of all these. And thank God that we have this week, the last but not the least group of martyrs added to the church from the Coptic church. We were speaking about the persecution on Saturday. Sunday morning is what the proof that the church is still giving and sending from time to time ambassadors to us, whom we call the intercessors, who pray and remember us in their prayers and intercede for us in heaven. And then after that, we started the four hosts. Host means praise. The first host was the baptism, Exodus 15. The second was Psalm 135, which is about the great care of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. And it links between the creation and the salvation of our Lord, as he was taking care of the children of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai, giving them manna from heaven, giving them water from the rock. Now in the New Testament, he is giving us his holy body and precious blood, as well as the Holy Spirit from the rock, which is resembling our Lord Jesus Christ himself. In host number three, or the third host, was the praise of the three young men in the fiery furnace. And it says, whatever happens to us in the world, be sure that the Lord is with us. We are three, as we were, as they were in the furnace. They were three, but the Lord was with them to be the fourth, or to be the first among them, to help them and to save them from the fire, to change the fire into a very cold dew, as it was said in the praise. So did the third host. And after the third host also, we remember that not only the people on earth formed the church, but also those who left us, like the last 26 martyrs who were martyrs a week ago, now they are in the church in the paradise of joy, but they are not separated from us. That's why we have what we call the commemoration. All the saints, all the martyrs, all the angels, and above all, Saint Mary, the Mother of God, asking their intercessions and prayers, as if you are saying, in the church, we are considered in heaven. When we stand in your sanctuary, we are considered ourselves in heavens. This is the third phrase. And that's why around this, we have three hymns, like Allah al-Azali qabla al-Adhar, like Tinin, and so on, to ensure that we are remembering the three young men in the fiery furnace, and we are like them in this wilderness. We need the hand of God to be with us. After all of that, and after remembering the names of the saints, because this is not a decoration, don't consider it decoration in the church. It's really the spirits of these people are with us every time we are in the church. Added to them the last martyrs of last week. So after that, we don't have anything but to praise him and to thank him. That's why we conclude the first part of the praise with the fourth canticle, or the fourth host, which is 148, 149, and 150 Psalm of David. Now we'll start now the Psali and Theotoki, or the praise of the Lord and the hymns of Saint Mary. Be concentrating when we share, when we start Sunday, Psalmody, especially Sunday, because the forefathers put all the prophecies which were in the tabernacle and they explained it on the Mother of God, Saint Mary, in about 9 parts, and after that there were explanation to every one of them. حتلاقي كده the first explanation, التفسير الأول, التفسير الثاني, التفسير الثالث, وبعد كل واحدة يبقى فيه part from the Gospel of Saint Luke. أبونا بيقوله, لازم أبونا هو اللي بيقول الإنجيل ده بتاع Saint Luke at the end of every explanation to link between the Old Testament and the New Testament. Very important, very important. The tabernacle and all which was in the tabernacle, like the lampstand, the censer, the magmara, yani shuria, everything, الحجاب بتاع, هتلاقي القسط, the manna, قسط المن, كل حاجة, everything was in the tabernacle, was resembling the Mother of God, especially the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ from the pure womb of the Mother of God. This is the Psali that we will start now. Now I want to tell, to conclude with very important thing. When you praise, consider yourself praising, saying these words, not just praying them as if they are written in the psalmody on that screen, you read it. No, let it you yourself be the praise. When you praise in this concept, when you praise in this way, it is exactly the presence of God, or your presence before God in heavens. ما تركزش بس على الألحان, don't يعني concentrate on the يعني melody only, but concentrate on the spiritual meanings behind that, which explains why we do these praises every day, every Sunday, and especially the 4 weeks of the blessed month of Kya, which in which we concentrate more on the incarnation of our Lord, as if we are preparing ourselves for the incarnate God. The Christmas day is the incarnate God coming to us, not in words written in the 10 commandments on the 2 tablets, but born from the womb of the mother to give us the salvation as we know. May the Lord bless us in this praise, and let it be a very good chance for us to change ourselves and to know how to praise, how to concentrate, and how to say the hymns in a spiritual, deep meaning from all our hearts. And glory be to God forever. Amen. Father,